Sandy's best music talent.
She said, ooh, jump and dance with me.
It's the segment with 9-8. That's because it doesn't need one.
Sing this song loud.
With Bryce and Trace on Hits 939.
Last week, you and I were lucky enough to be involved with C Factor, of course, showcasing some great local talent in our town. And one girl caught our eye.
Yeah, she made the top 12. It's going to happen in 2 weeks down at the Bunny Rec Precinct. Her name is Sienna. She joins us now. Morning, Sienna.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, because something that stood out with you compared to the others is you go to school, but you get homeschooled.
Yeah, I've been homeschooling for 3 years now, and it's all right. It's much better than going to school, I think, because there's not as much workload, and it's also easier because I travel a lot for BMX.
Oh, okay, that's right. You're a BMX star as well, and you can sing.
Yeah.
Which do you prefer, riding or singing?
No comment.
No comment?
Oh. When did you start singing? What age?
I started singing when I was 9.
Bryce, what age did you start singing?
Around that same age. Well, year 4, Bengal Primary School.
Oh, that's right, Sienna. He was in the Australian Youth Choir, if you didn't know that.
Oh.
Yeah, so when he asked you, when he did meet you and said, oh, I'd love to do a duet with you, you know, you're working with the best.
Oh, back in the day. Not anymore.
Back in the day.
You actually auditioned for X Factor when it came to Brothers Sports Club as well. How was that?
It was very nerve-wracking. I always get this fear of singing in front of guys. And the judges were guys, so it was really awkward.
See, we were there, but we didn't actually go to where the judges were.
No.
They banned us. I think maybe because we might have embarrassed some of the others that were in the group with us if we went through. Maybe that's the reason we're taking anyway.
It could be. But when we were walking up and down the line meeting people, I was nervous for them. Like, I could not imagine getting in front of these judges and singing. So, did you get through it okay?
Yeah. My legs, they just started shaking, and I hope they didn't notice it. And, like, I thought that my voice had, like, some kind of change in it because I was shaking at the same time and my hands were, like, shaking, but I was trying to, like, remain calm.
How old are you?
15.
Part of that whole X Factor process here in Bundy was they were going to get back to you in, like, a month or 2 months' time. Have you heard anything so far?
No, I thought it was, like, really silly that they didn't, like, at least, like, send an email saying, like, something like, oh, you're not really what we're looking for or something like that. But no, nothing.
Well, when was it? It was, how long ago was it now?
It was a while ago.
3rd of May.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was a while ago now.
Yeah, see, I haven't heard of anyone in Bundy receiving anything.
No.
There was this girl that I knew that she used to go to my old school when I went to go to primary school, and she's a really good singer. And I was like, oh, have you heard anything back? She's like, no, nothing.
No, usually shows like that, you need a good backstory.
You need a backstory, like something to have happened or something like that. Maybe you have to make one up next time.
It doesn't matter if you don't make X Factor. You blew us away at C Factor, of course. You're going to win that. That's my prediction anyway.
Oh, we don't want to, like, rig it or anything like that.
No,
or, like,
we
have
can't
any influence
rig it
on the judges. But we reckon you've got a very strong chance. Now, we actually got you in the studio here yesterday, and you did Justin Bieber's Love Yourself, the song that you sung at C Factor in England.
Yes.
One of Bryce's favourite all-time go-to songs, isn't it, Bryce?
Now, I decided to actually jump in on the track just towards the end. I thought you had the limelight and I'll just have the little chorus at the end.
You've always got to get involved. You just can't let her do it.
I was like, oh, well, Bryce has asked me to do a duet, so, you know, like, I'm getting pretty keen for this. Like, you know, I thought he could actually sing, but no.
Obviously not listening on the right days to the show.
How wrong you were, darling.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to let you take away Justin Bieber's Love Yourself. This was recorded yesterday in our studio, so it sounds pretty schmick. We're pretty impressed. Are you happy with it?
Yes, very.
Here it is, Sienna's version of Justin Bieber's Love Yourself on Hits 939.
For all the times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name, you think you broke my heart, oh, but for goodness sake, you think I'm crying on my own, well, I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. I've been moving on, and I think you should be something. I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know I'm better sleeping. If you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. every time you told me my opinion was wrong, and tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, 'cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I've been moving on, and I think you should be something. Don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know. And I'm better sleeping on my own, 'cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. Break down my walls.
'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. It's not funny, 'cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Mm. There you go, Justin Bieber's Love Yourself, done by Sienna. She's part of the finals happening at C Factor at the Bundy Rec Precinct in 2 weeks' time. Make sure you go and check it out and get a team together for Relay for Life.
Sienna, have you got anything exciting coming up? What are you up to?
Not much. I just have the state titles for BMX in September.
How's that all?
So, yeah, I'm very excited for that.
What sort of bike do you have, a mongoose?
No!
No?
I thought they were still in.
No!
That was Trace's bike growing up in Gatton.
Don't knock it, mate.
No, I have a red line.
Oh, okay. La dee da.
I had, growing up as a kid, a Specialized.
A special bike for
boy. They still have specialized bikes. They still have specialized bikes.
They don't have mongooses?
No. People still ride Specialized.
Just shitting that line, didn't they?
Shut up, Bryce.
Well, Sienna, good luck with all that, and good luck at the C Factor finals as well. Of course, 2 weeks' time, you can catch it there. We'll see you out there. Yeah.
Thank you. I'd just like to give a quick mention to my sponsors, Redline Australia, Davies Constructions, Rush Industries, and BMX International. Bryce and Trace on Hits 939.